This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, more top Obama administration officials connected to you-know-who, Fusion GPS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee are sending this questionnaire about the Trump dossier to more officials in the Obama administration, including a senior staffer for Vice President Joe Biden, whose husband works for Fusion GPS, the firm behind the anti-Trump political research. A source familiar with the matter confirmed to Fox that Shayla Murray, who worked for Vice President Biden as Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director, then as a core advisor to President Obama, will receive the questionnaire today with a short timeline to respond about when she learned the dossier was funded by the DNC and Clinton campaign.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This whole issue of the dossier, it goes beyond just the scandal impact. It's how is it used legally, how is it used improperly, and how much of a commixing was there between the campaign, the Justice Department, the FBI, the Obama administration, and people in the national security field.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
This one, I mean, when it comes to the dossier and Fusion GPS, it just doesn't stop with Bruce Orr and his wife, Nellie Orr, and Christopher Steele, the former supposed MI6 agent the FBI was paying and then fired, even though they used his dossier as evidence to get a FISA warrant on Carter Page. They fired him for leaking information. And by the way, the leak was what they used to verify or corroborate the dossier. It was a leak of the dossier to a Yahoo News story. But it gets even worse. Remember Bruce Orr and his at the number four DOJ, and his wife was working for Fusion GPS on the dossier specifically. Well, now we found out that an administration official, Shayla Murray, who was Vice President Biden's chief of staff. Okay, so she was the vice president's chief of staff and then became a senior advisor to President Obama. That's the same job that Dan Pfeiffer held. This is top position at the White House. Her husband left the Wall Street Journal. And she's married to Neil King Jr. in December. So after the election, he joined Fusion GPS during the transition period. So Fusion GPS was still recruiting people with ties to the Obama administration, even buying out their contracts from the Wall Street Journal, continuing their opposition research. And what you have to believe is opposition research on the president. Remember, we were talking about that time period during the transition when there was the most undermining, the most leaking information about the president. And you have ties now, not just to top-ranking Department of Justice officials, not like the number four at the DOJ. How about a senior advisor to the president of the United States? Her husband going to work for Fusion GPS in the final days of the Obama administration, final month. She was the, again, chief of staff, deputy chief of staff to the vice president and communications director. Let me go to Than Bennett, our director of government affairs. Than, Chairman Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee have uncovered this. It just, to me, it shows the heart of the deep state was not just deep. It was also the top state actors.
Well, and we told listeners a couple of weeks ago, Jordan, that we thought that some of the responses from that initial round of letters started to come in and would generate more. That's what this is, Jordan, because most of those initial letters that Devin Nunes sent out have now been responded to. And I think this new series is a direct result from that. Let me just quickly say this. In October was when the first FISA warrant was issued. The next month, the election happened. The next month is when Neil King moved over to join Fusion GPS. So I would say this, Jordan, you talk about the FBI, the White House, and the Fusion GPS, it's starting to look like it's all of the same people, just at different times.
All right, folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. How outrageous is this? It needs to be uncovered. I want to get your thoughts. Logan, tell people how to get involved in the broadcast today.
Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Have your voice heard. You can also find us broadcasting live right now on Facebook and Periscope, where you get your comments in. This Facebook.com/JaySeculo and broadcasting from the Jordan Seculo Instagram and Twitter feed today. Again, that's at Facebook.com/JaySeculo and 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard. You can give us a call right now. Phone lines have just opened up. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. If you are just joining us, we want you to give us a call, 1-800-684-3110, because you may not believe this one. So you know Bruce Orr at Department of Justice. He got demoted from his Deputy Assistant Attorney General position. He didn't get fired from the DOJ, by the way. He's still the head of their Drug Enforcement Division for Drug Trafficking, so pretty high up. But he's no longer the fourth in line to be Attorney General of the United States, because he lied about his contacts with Christopher Steele, and he lied about where his wife worked, Fusion GPS, directly on. She was a Russian speaker, a Russian analyst, formerly for the U.S. government. And so she was working on the dossier on Donald Trump that was used to get the FISA warrant on Carter Page and was being paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Well, now it comes out that there were actually Obama administration officials inside the White House and Vice President's office who were also had family members working for Fusion GPS even later into the process. So Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee have uncovered that Shayla Murray served as the Vice President Joe Biden's Deputy Chief of Staff and Vice President Biden's Communications Director, and then after that went to be the Senior Advisor to President Obama, replacing Dan Pfeiffer. I mean, one of the most senior positions in the White House as senior advisor to President Obama. She is married to Neil King Jr. He once worked for the Wall Street Journal, left the paper, and joined Fusion GPS in December of 2016. After the election, but during the transition, when all of that, the deep state was at its, I think, going on in overdrive to undermine the incoming Trump administration. So, he joins Fusion GPS. It went so far as that Fusion GPS, this tells you the resource they got, bought out his contract, the remaining contract for Neil King Jr. at the Wall Street Journal just to get him hired. These are investigative journalists. And what they did was they went from the real journalism world where there were standards to become investigative dirt diggers for opposition research firms that don't have standards. And it's definitely, I'm sure, more lucrative for people like that. But their ties to people that had top secret information access. So if your wife is the senior advisor to President Obama and you take a job at Fusion GPS that's getting money from the DNC and Hillary Clinton, and people are mad, and the transition's going on to President Trump, and you want to undermine it, and you want to make sure there's a special counsel appointed, and you want to get those FISA warrants granted. Again, these are the kind of people Fusion GPS would want to hire, and they did. 1-800-684-3110. Well, the House Intelligence Committee has said you have to answer these questions, and if not, we will issue subpoenas. I will go through those questions in just a minute for you. If you want to talk to us on the air about this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Logan, any comments coming in online through Facebook and Periscope?
They're just coming in right now, and Cliff has the question that I feel like everyone asks, which is, will anyone ever be held accountable for this?
I think we're just starting to find out exactly how far this goes. And so I think I'll go to Than Bennett on this. I mean, Than, we thought it was Bruce Orr and then Nelly Orr, and then some bad actors at the FBI who were putting forward this information as corroborated, even though they knew Christopher Steele, the only corroboration was the leak to a reporter that they cite in the request for the FISA warrant on Carter Page. So we thought it was more internal, and maybe that was it. Now we find out there's another person who's got connections to Fusion GPS who was even higher up in the Obama administration than Bruce Orr. I mean, this is, we're talking senior advisor to the president of the United States, and her husband is working for a top opposition research firm targeting President Trump. And his transition
really doesn't, right, doesn't get any more senior than that, Jordan. And we can play sound in a little bit from Congressman Peter King, who draws the connection that Vice President Biden was actually one of the first people to publicly mention the dossier. And if his senior staffers were aware of the dossier, and he was aware of it at some point, that would make sense that he was one of the first ones out the gate. But I would answer the caller's question this way, Jordan. First of all, I think several people leaving the department are a sign that there is progress being made, all the way up the top to James Comey, but there are several others we could go down. But I would say this. I think we're in an information gathering stage to know who knew what when. We already know that Bruce Orr maintained contact with Mr. Simpson, Glenn Simpson, after he was suspended. But Jordan, now it's sure beginning to look like the administration was looking for ways to stay involved in this. It's very common when an administration ends to look for jobs with people that you've worked with on the outside. This looks to me like a creative way. Okay, I'm not going to go work directly with Fusion GPS because I know they're involved in the renewal of these applications, but maybe my wife can. Again, Jordan, let me just say this. The next renewal, it was signed by Director Comey and Sally Yates. But who was working there at this time? The wife of Vice President Biden's, one of his most senior advisors. That is awfully close.
And as Stan said, Vice President Biden brought this up, one of the first officials to bring up the dossier. Take a listen to Congressman Pete King from New York by four.
It shows that there were more and more people in the Obama administration with access to this dossier, which was unverified, it was salacious, and it was being spread among people throughout the administration. And I believe the reason that Devin sent the letter to Joe Biden's staff is that Vice President Biden was one of the first in the administration to actually mention the dossier. I think it was last January, you know, a year ago, January.
Again, so you've got the connection right there to Biden and his deputy chief of staff and his communications director, who then becomes the senior advisor to President Obama's husband, goes and works for Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS, I guarantee you, was paying a lot more money than the Wall Street Journal, and they were paying the investigative reporters to come with them and become dirt diggers without having the restraints that journalists have on them to actually get their facts straight and put together this salacious and unverified information on political opponents. And I'm sure they've moved on to others. But let me tell you who the others likely are. Trump-aligned individuals. So they're it's probably other Republicans or people aligned with President Trump that they are trying to undermine. Is it Trump's family members? I mean, who else are they? Because they are being paid by the DNC and the Clinton campaign. We don't know who's continued to fund Fusion GPS, but you have to wonder if the DNC is still funding them or other liberal activists and organizations to dig deeper and to put out misleading information on Trump officials and people close to President Trump. Again, I want to take your phone calls on this, 1-800-684-3110, because this surpasses deep state activity and it goes to top state activity. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. How quickly do you believe Jeff Sessions needs to appoint that second special counsel? I mean, I think that is key, is that the second special counsel is so necessary. And so, Logan, watch people's comments on that as well. I think that this speaks to that directly. Give us a call. Do we need that second special counsel to investigate all of this? 1-800-684-3110. Than, to me, this cries out for it. I mean, you've got so many people tied to this at the very top levels, or formerly at the very top levels of the U.S. government, that you really, and again, you've got too much conflicts of interest at these departments, whether it's DOJ or even the White House and all those agencies as well, that you've got to have this done by somebody who's coming in temporary, who's not reporting on their boss, who isn't feel like this is going to hurt their career, and they can do this in an open and honest way.
I think the answer is yesterday or before, Jordan. I mean, look, and for a couple of reasons, I don't doubt that the inspector general is probably doing a pretty good job, but he cannot prosecute. Eventually, it's going to be referred to someone inside the Department of Justice. And Jordan, here's my main concern. I mean, every day we find out more people that are involved in this. So let's just say the inspector general or the agents that Jeff Sessions has looking at this do uncover wrongdoing, and then they refer it to someone who we aren't aware of at this point as having any involvement in this. Who's to say that we just don't know their involvement yet? So I think until you get someone that is outside the agency, a special counsel who was not even there to begin with when these abuses were happening, the American people are not going to have confidence in it. And again, Jordan, we're talking about one of the most serious things we possibly could, the spying on an American citizen with unverified information. In my opinion, anyone inside the Bureau when that was happening is not the right person to make the final decisions on prosecution.
Yeah, I mean, so let me just add to this, too. There's another official that has been sent this questionnaire, like Shayla Murray. Now, this official is not does not reported yet to have a connection to Fusion GPS, but it is interesting. It's another official within who was in the Vice President Biden's office. This is Colin Call. He started in 2012, served as former Vice President Biden's National Security Advisor. Before that, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East. So he came out of the Pentagon and then went to became the National Security Advisor for Vice President Biden. Again, individuals with information, with access to the most top secret information. These are the people that could do the unmasking. This was the Susan Rice for the Vice President. Okay? He's gotten served the questionnaire as well, with the statement that if you do not respond, we will take compulsory action. That means subpoenas. When we get back, we're going to take your phone calls. We got one line open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, tell people how to stay involved.
That's right. You can get in touch with us by calling in, like you said, at 1-800-684-3110. You can also find us broadcasting live right now on social media, facebook.com/JSeculo, Twitter, and Periscope at Jordan Seculo today. Make sure you follow all of our accounts. You can also find it at aclj.org, where you can get involved in our organization. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture. and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Okay, so we got Bruce Orr and Nelly Orr. They're meeting with Christopher Steele. Nelly Orr is getting paid by Fusion GPS to put together the dossier. She's a Russian expert who speaks Russian. He gets demoted at DOJ, but he's still there. Then we have the Deputy Chief of Staff and Communications Director for Vice President Biden, who becomes Senior Advisor to President Obama, and her husband takes a job with Fusion GPS December 2016. During the transition, and by the way, I believe that the Fusion GPS is still being paid, again, to undermine the Trump administration by law firms tied to the DNC, by liberal activist groups and big liberal donors to continue to undermine and target individuals linked to President Trump, including possibly even his family members. So they're hiring investigative journalists who no longer have to comply with the standards of journalism because they put out dirt on people and they can manufacture that dirt on people, and they kind of leak it out and send it out. But even this work of Fusion GPS has led to a FISA warrant spying on an American citizen, even though it was unverified and salacious, in the words of our former FBI director, Jim Comey. I want to go right to the phones, Logan. We got a lot of calls that have come in at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take them.
Let's go to Dan in Washington, D.C. You're on the air on line three. Dan, welcome.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. I just want to say, besides these people still even holding public jobs after they perjured and lied about high security questions and issues, why do they even have jobs? But then also, I don't believe we need more investigations. I believe we need more prosecutions. These people are guilty of sin. The proof is out there. Everybody knows it, and nothing, it seems, is no one's being prosecuted. We need more prosecutions.
Well, you know, Congress can't prosecute, and I think that is why we're advocating for a second special counsel to look into this, because they can prosecute. They can bring charges. So I agree with you, Dan. One, it is way too hard to fire these people. Now, some of them, when you're talking about Shayla Murray, she left government because, again, she's a political appointee. But again, highly influential. Now her husband is placed at Fusion GPS. Bruce Orr in that situation, I mean, Than, I think he goes to the laws on the books for bureaucrats. He could be demoted like Peter Strzok was at the FBI. He was moved to human resources. I don't think it affects their pay. So it's demotion in title. But ultimately, unless it's like the standard for being fired from the federal government is you have to be charged and convicted of a crime. It's not enough that you've just done something bad or that you are a bad employee across the board.
Well, there's two levels here, Jordan. And the first one on the removal of federal officials, the idea that the number four inside the agency could keep in contact with someone who had been terminated as a contact for what they said, Jordan, was the most serious of violations. It was the leaking to the press of their tactics. He remained in touch with them and yet did not get fired. We have got to get a change that makes it easier to dismiss officials. If that is not cause for dismissal, I'm not sure what is. And then on the second point, I think prosecutions need to happen as well. But 2 points on that. The inspector general cannot prosecute. That's why we think there should be a special counsel. But then think about Shayla Murray. One of the questions that she is going to be asked in this letter is, when did you first become aware that the Steele dossier was used to obtain a FISA order on Carter Page? Jordan, in her case, the reason and that is so relevant, if she was aware of that before December, that means she was aware of it before her husband went to join the firm. I would think that would be relevant information for an eventual special prosecutor to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100%. Here it is. When Joe Biden is asked about the BuzzFeed dossier with Andrea Mitchell. So take a listen that it's all tying back to Vice President Biden now with his former deputy chief of staff, his communications director, who went on to be the senior advisor to President Obama. Byte 14.
Was it a mistake for the intelligence community to even include that unverified opposition research disinformation material, the two-page addendum, even to include it in the briefing papers?
We asked that question, and their argument was that this is something that the press already had, not just here in the United States, but other places. It it was their obligation to inform not only us, but the president-elect that this was out there so that it didn't come out of the blue.
So again, this is making sure that it was okay to utilize the dossier and that, you know, you're informing the president-elect. And I think it was trying to be used as a kind of leverage over President Trump that, hey, we've got this information about you. Oh, now we're leaking it. So after they tell him about it, it leaks about, what is it, 10 days after Than? Jim Comey tells him about it like on the 7th of January. And I think by the 16th or so of January, mid-January, the whole thing leaks out to
That's
the press
right.
through BuzzFeed.
And on top of that, Jordan, inside that excuse, that answer that the former vice president gave, he said that we thought we could talk about it because the press already had it. Remember why the press had it? Because Chris Steele leaked it to them, and then Bruce Ohr maintained contact with him after he leaked it. That's why the press had it, Jordan.
And the reason why in the FISA warrant that they say that this was corroborated at all was because of media reports, all based on the leaked dossier. So the media reports were just reporting what was in the dossier. They weren't getting their own information. And the reporters who were pointed to as the corroborator said, no, I didn't get this information on my own. I got this from the dossier that was leaked to me. So again, 1-800-684-3110. This builds weight for a second special counsel. We got, again, a second half hour coming up. So continue to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Logan, I think we can take one more call before the break.
Let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jordan. Anybody who's been listening for several months, the consistent taxpayer call is, where's the accountability? What are we paying for? Are these people still working? Now, we just heard Than talk about how hard it is to get rid of somebody in municipal work. And out here in the municipalities, somebody does something like this, they either get fired, no pension benefits, or they get a reduction in the amount of it based on the percentage of what their good faith of their work. In the government people, some of these people, if they leave government, they're just going to go through the book tour. You're seeing a consistency of people calling in saying, if we're going to find out all these people, how far the tentacle goes, what's the punishment? Do they get a mark on their government service record, on their security clearance? Where is the slap on the hand that those of us out here in the real world get? And that's why you get so many accountability questions, who's going to be charged questions. And I've heard it for a long time. I heard all you guys respond. But if you're starting to see there's a swell of people out here saying, how far it goes, what's the end game, and what's going to happen after all we're trying to pursue here.
And Jerry, I get that. And I think that you hit on two points. One, we need a special counsel who can criminally charge people and conduct a criminal investigation. So that's how you really see some serious people, you know, go behind bars, if you will, for criminal conduct, which we believe has occurred in this, and that the only way to find that out and charge them is through a special counsel, another special counsel. But Jerry, you also bring up the point of administrative also solutions to this. People, when they get demoted, also losing salary benefits or losing their pensions and ultimately being fired from the federal government. That is a second fix option that needs to be available regardless if you violated a criminal law. You know, if you're not, you don't have to be a felon to get, you shouldn't have to be a felon to be fired by the federal government. But that's again, a legislative fix that must occur. We got a second half hour coming up, Logan.
That's right. If you don't get it on your local station or you want to change it up, we're broadcasting live right now, ACLJ.org. You can get your comments in and actually see us and talk to us too on Facebook and Periscope. That's at facebook.com/JSekulow and Periscope and Twitter at Jordan Sekulow. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
We will fight for the right to
Welcome back to our second half hour of Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you are just joining us, more officials in the U.S. government, this time from Obama, the Obama camp, Obama team. So not just like Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr, who continued on in the DOJ, but top-ranking Obama administration officials with family ties to Fusion GPS. Maybe that's the best way to say it. And family ties like their husbands. So, I mean, the closest of family ties. So you have, and we know this, the House Intelligence Committee has sent letters and questionnaires out to two new individuals, both who worked with Vice President Biden. I'll go through who they are. If they don't answer these questions in a timely manner, they are going to be subpoenaed by the House Intelligence Committee. The first, just if you're just joining us, let me go through this for folks. Shayla Murray. She is right now at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics. She joined the Obama administration in 2011 after working at the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post. So she was another one of those journalists who turned into a partisan political actors. And that's why people think that the news is fake news, because she went right from the journalism world to the political world. She served as former Vice President Joe Biden's deputy chief of staff. So that's a high up position. And communications director, another high up position, but then even went higher because she ultimately served as senior advisor to President Obama, one of the top positions in the White House. She served in that position, Shayla Murray. Well, Murray is married to Neil King Jr. He also once worked at Wall Street Journal, but he left the paper in December of 2016. So after the election, but during the transition to join Fusion GPS. So he then, so you see the similarities between Bruce Orr, whose wife Nellie Orr worked for Fusion GPS. She specifically compiled research that went into the dossier. But we know that Fusion GPS was out there to get President Trump, not just through that single dossier, but likely through other work as well. So they were hiring investigative reporters with ties to Obama officials that would have access to top secret information and then be able to pass that information along, even in the final month of their presidency. They went so far, Fusion GPS, as to buy out the remaining contract that Neil King had with the Wall Street Journal. So they actually paid his contract out to get him on staff, and his wife was senior advisor to President Obama. I just wanted to reset the stage for you again. The House Intelligence Committee has sent questionnaires to her and to another individual. We don't know exactly how he's connected to maybe the dossier yet, except for his connection to Joe Biden, who was extremely connected and was talking, one of the first officials to be talking about the dossier. But Colin Kale, he in 2012 served as former Vice President Biden's national security advisor. So he was like the Susan Rice for the vice president. So he would have top secret clearance, unmasking of power, things like that. He also served at the Pentagon as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East. So you're talking about serious positions. He's now getting questions about the dossier. So there's obviously some link with him. That's not been made clear by the committee yet. But ultimately, I believe that's probably going to be bombshell-like as well. I want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Yeah, it's important to point out the counterpart to Colin Kale, the National Security Advisor for Joe Biden, wrote that memo to herself on the final day of the Obama administration. That would be Susan Rice. You can't forget all the stuff that has happened here. But let's take some phone calls.
Well, we're going to take phone calls in the next segment. We have 44 seconds left, but we will take phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take calls in the next segment. You can also, if you're watching online, we're going to have an exclusive video that's going to run during the break. So if you're watching online, know that's coming up. If you don't know, we never stop the show. If you're watching online, we either continue with more commentary or exclusive video content for you guys. So again, that's at aclj.org, facebook.com/jsekulow, Periscope. Matching challenge happening over at aclj.org.
Yeah, if you donate right now, your donation is doubled. Go to aclj.org, be part of that matching challenge, support the work of the ACLJ. Donate now at aclj.org and double your donation. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. at the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We brought in the studio Harry Hutchinson, our senior policy analyst, as well, to join in on this conversation involving now the senior advisor to President Obama, which, again, one of the top-ranking jobs in the White House. Obviously, these people are no longer in their positions, but they served until the final days of the Obama administration. That means during the transition, when there was so much, except like attack after attack and leak after leak every single day on the Trump administration. I think during the transition, there was a leak for almost out of like the 100-something days for all but one of the days, if you laid it out that way. And then even into the first couple months of the Trump administration. And a lot of these leaks seem to be coming from Obama officials that had access to information most people would not, then passing along to journalists. So we know now some more connections to Fusion GPS specifically, including the senior advisor to President Obama, formerly chief of staff, deputy chief of staff to Joe Biden and communication director for Joe Biden. She was married to Neil King, who then took a job from the Wall Street Journal to Fusion GPS in December of 2016. Post-election, during the transition, she's now gotten a questionnaire from the House Intelligence Committee about the dossier. When did you find out about it? Did you know it was being used as FISA? And did you know it was partisan? Again, 10 questions. If she does not answer them, she will be subpoenaed to testify. Another individual who worked for Vice President Biden has also received this questionnaire. He was Joe Biden's national security advisor, so he had access to a lot of top information. This is Colin Call. Before that, he was at the Pentagon, served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East. So these are, again, people with serious positions in the government that had serious access to top secret information. Before I take the phone calls about this, which I think is just outrageous how many connections we're finding between Fusion GPS and officials in our government or former officials in our government, including top-ranking political appointees from the Obama administration. I wanted to go to Than Bennett because a lot of people saw President Trump in Pennsylvania over the weekend. There is a special election for a House seat. Than, tell people about this one.
Yeah, this is Pennsylvania 18, the 18th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. Rick Saccone is the Republican running against Connor Lamb in the special election. And Jordan, you know this better than anybody, but when you're talking about these special elections, you can't just look at the numbers. This is a district that President Trump won by 20 points, so he's very, very popular there. And I know Rick Saccone was thrilled to have him come campaign for, no doubt will be helpful to him. But when you're looking at a midterm election in the first place, it's always hard for the party in power. And you add to that that when it's a a special election, you get national money flowing in. So there's a lot of eyeballs on this race that's going to happen. I do think that the president showing up for Rick Saccone was very, very helpful. The one point I would make, though, Jordan, it's a little bit interesting to me that Connor Lamb is trying to run toward the middle. And I thought the president made a couple of very important points. He said the most important vote that Connor Lamb will cast if he comes to Washington, D.C., is for Speaker of the House. And he will no doubt vote for Nancy Pelosi or, you know, maybe Steny Hoyer if he challenges Nancy Pelosi. But there is really no such thing as a centrist when it comes to federal officials in the House of Representatives now. So Connor Lamb's trying to run towards the middle. I have no doubt that it will be closer than Donald Trump's margin was there. It always is in this type of race. But we're going to see. I think at the end of the day, Rick Saccone's going to pull this one out.
When is this election? Is this tomorrow or is this... When's the election?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Yes. So, again, so we'll get the results of that very soon. We'll report on it probably on Wednesday's broadcast because it's probably going to be a tight race. Logan, let's take another call and then bring Harry Hutchinson into the conversation.
Let's go to Dennis in Indiana on line five. You're on the air.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi. I got just a quick question and then a comment.
Sure.
One, I've heard different stories. Is President Trump's attorneys negotiating with Mueller for him to testify?
I'm not going to answer that right now. I mean, I think that you can read news reports all you want. You know our connections to that, but we're not going to talk about that on the broadcast. You know that our dad is one of President Trump's attorneys. He's been open about that on the broadcast, but one, he's not here today, and two, we are not going to, again, answer those questions and speak for him or for the legal team representing President Trump. Read the news all you want. Read it with a grain of salt. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on the air. That one slipped through, but it's fine. It's fine. I mean, say, listen, some of those questions are legitimate. I don't even know if they were wrong, bad-hearted in the sense that they would just want to know because it's out there so much in the media. I get that. Just remember, a lot of it is fake news.
All right. Let's continue on. Let's go to Matthew, who is calling in Washington.
Good day, guys.
Hey.
I greatly support what you guys do as far as fighting for all our rights and freedoms.
Thank you.
And standing on the front lines. The comment I have is, you know, in the position that I have, especially with having a security clearance and working for the government, but also being in the military, if I was to do something to that nature with leaking that type of information, which is very personal, and very, you know, it's very vulnerable in nature, I could not only lose my security clearance, but I could also go to Leavenworth.
Right. Well, I think, Matthew, this is the issue. First of all, I want to thank you for your service. The question is that we treat civilians and we treat military members to a higher standard than we do federal government employees. Let me bring in Harry Hutchinson. Harry, these military members, like the government officials, oftentimes have the same levels of security clearance. Some of those government officials have even higher levels, and yet they are not treated. They are treated with kid gloves compared to how we would treat military officials who handle classified information wrong, even unintentionally, and so have to serve prison terms, get discharged, lose their pensions. Dishonorable discharge makes it very difficult to get employment in the future, and yet we don't see that kind of action ever taken against unless you were basically caught spying for a foreign government inside the U.S. government or some other criminal activity, you are not treated that way. And that's different for everybody but federal bureaucrats.
I think you're absolutely correct. The issue is disproportionality. In other words, we treat government officials with kid gloves, and then we treat military servicemen and women severely when and if they breach the rules. The evidence, I think, Jordan, is clear and overwhelming. We need government accountability for government officials. Those government officials likely include Sheila Murray, Colin King, Susan Rice, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. Imagine for a moment that a Justice Department official's wife is working for an opposition research firm In addition, there's evidence that Bruce Orr lied about his direct contacts with either Fusion GPS or Christopher Steele. The Christopher Steele dossier was used to obtain a FISA warrant on an American citizen, arguably without probable cause. So this is outrageous behavior that calls for accountability. And in order to achieve that, we need a second special counsel.
Yeah, I mean, you look at our producer, Will, who had worked in journalism before as well. He pulled the Code of Ethics for the Society of Professional Journalists. Now, these, you know, specifically, I'm talking now about these investigative journalists, including Glenn Simpson, but others, who then used their journalism and investigative skills that they honed working at real media institutions like the Wall Street Journal and other places like the Washington Post, even if you don't like some of their slants. Again, Wall Street Journal is pretty down the middle. And then they use it to be for hired guns, if you will, paid for hired guns using their journalism skills. They're violating their code of ethics as professional journalists. For instance, journalists should take responsibility for the accuracy of their work, verify information before releasing it, use original sources whenever possible. That's like the exact opposite of the dossier. Journalists should balance the public's need for information against potential harm or discomfort. Pursuit of the news is not a license for arrogance or undue intrusiveness. Again, the opposite of like what happened with the dossier. Avoid pandering to lurid curiosity, even if others do. Read some of those parts of the dossier. It's about lurid curiosity. And again, unverified. Consider the long-term implications of the extended reach and permanence of publication. Provide updated and more complete information as appropriate. How about the dossier, totally unverified, leading to the spying on an American citizen? Journalists should avoid conflicts of interest, real or perceived. Disclosed unavoidable conflicts, like Bruce Orr, number four DOJ, and his wife working for Fusion GPS while he's having meetings with the head of Fusion GPS, or President Obama's senior advisor to the President of the United States, husband taking a job with Fusion GPS. Those are conflicts of interest. These are all journalists. They should hold themselves to a higher standard. They've left journalism to become hired guns. I think there's nothing worse than that for the journalist profession. We come back. We'll take more of your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget our matching challenge. That's at ACLJ.org. Whatever you donate online is doubled at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
right, welcome back to JSEC. You're live. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Fusion GPS back in the news. That's because the House Intelligence Committee has sent questionnaires to two more individuals, one who was the former Deputy Chief of Staff for Vice President Biden and Communications Director for Biden, and then took one of the highest-level jobs at the White House, Senior Advisor to President Obama. Her name is Shayla Murray. She was married to Neil King, and in December of 2016, Neil got his contract paid out by Fusion GPS and joined the Fusion GPS firm during the Trump transition. So again, another one of those stories, kind of like Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr, but this involving even more top-level partisan officials with these connections to this Fusion GPS firm, which I think a lot more information needs to be done to find out what Fusion GPS is up to here in the United States and around the world. But what we do know is that they were up to undermining the President of the United States and did not stop that. This is on the record. They didn't stop when the election was lost. They continued the work. They continued to renew the renewals of the FISA surveillance of Carter Page. And we're going to take your phone calls now. We got Harry Hutchinson joining us along with Dan Bennett. Logan's here too. Logan, let's take a call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to James in Pittsburgh on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, James.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call and all the work that you're doing. My comment is simple. I'm in 100% agreement that we need this special counsel. If we remember back when this whole witch hunt started with Trump and Russia,
yep.
their whole premise of it was, hey, our democratic process is being tampered with, namely the election. And now there's not an iota of evidence, but we've got a ton of evidence on the opposite side that the DNC is colluding to make sure Hillary's the front runner over Bernie. And moreover, on top of that, collusion within the State Department, namely the FBI, putting out these fake dossiers or conjured dossiers, to the effect that, we'll just kind of generate the information as we see fit, not necessarily just following the facts where they lead.
Well, it's interesting, James, too, that it was the Democrats paying for a dossier and Chris Steele was going to the Russians and buying information from. So you're talking about direct collusion right there. Now, collusion, not necessarily a crime. Money changing hands like that for political purposes, it's certainly that can involve FEC issues. But the media kind of ignores that. They ignore what the loser did oftentimes. Now, some of that I get. The loser of the campaign never gets as much attention from either the media or law enforcement officials if they believe something was wrong. But you can investigate Russian interference in our election process without accusing the President of the United States of being part of that, especially after there has been shown no evidence that the Trump campaign was part of that. But Harry, going to the second special counsel, I mean, I think there's news today of yet another top Obama, this time top Obama official, not just a bureaucrat, but someone who, people who held the highest positions you can in the White House and for the vice president, when their husbands take jobs for Fusion GPS, this just screams out for a special counsel because people like this are way too tied to government officials with all the conflicts of interest that would arise.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the caller is also correct. There is a substantial amount of evidence that the DNC colluded with the Obama administration to undermine then-candidate Trump. Also, they colluded with the Obama administration, apparently, to undermine Bernie Sanders. There are even media reports suggesting that the Clinton campaign sought information from the Russians. So the whole Russia collusion narrative has been turned on its head by the facts, and the facts suggest that the Obama administration has been implicated in conflicts of interest after conflicts of interest, and that suggests that the Obama administration helped to undermine our democracy.
All right, Logan, back to the phones we got. I mean, this is very serious information, and it's not like we're going back to it just to go back to it. We are talking about it today because there's yet more new information. I mean, that's the key here. I want to remind people, these aren't replay shows. We're not just going back to hammer on the same people over and over again. This is new information, new people tied to this who were at the top levels of our government.
Let's go to Marcia in Crystal River, Florida. You're on the air, Marshall. Or Marcia, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hey, Marcia.
Hi. My question is Fusion GPS connected to something worldwide like the New World Order? And was Obama a Manchurian candidate? It seems like all of these people are trying to overthrow us from within.
Well, I think, listen, I don't think you have to go that far. I think that they are hard left partisans. And at Fusion GPS, I don't even know if they're so much hard left as they are about money. So who pays them the most, they will go destroy the other person for you or try to destroy the other person for you. So I think Fusion GPS would take issue with being called partisan. I think if you've got more money than the other side, they'll do the work for you. And there were reports even that Republicans were paying them at one point to get information on Donald Trump. Now, a lot of that has not come to light, and certainly the dossier itself was linked to Clinton and the Democratic Party through a law firm that was making the payments. I think the truth is that we are seeing a deep state mixed with top state actors who are undermining officials that are elected by the American people, from the president to the people he appoints, that they don't agree with. And I mean, I think that's what we see, is it's tougher for them to do that to members of Congress because they're not so embedded within congressional staffs. You know, they pick their own staffs. They've got their own people kind of surrounding them. But where they are embedded is inside the executive branch.
And I think it's critically important, Jordan, that we really focus in on rooting out those who have abused the sacred power given to them. I mean, we can go a lot of different directions with this, but at the end of the day, if someone who we invested with the power to surveil an American citizen did so fraudulently and in violation of the law, I think there ought to be prosecutions. And just real quickly, I'd connect one dot here. Trey Gowdy adding his name to this call for the special counsel really underlines this point, because he doesn't like the idea of a special counsel unless a prosecution has to take place. When he was asked directly about this, why do we need a special counsel? His answer was, well, because we can't bring charges in Congress. That means he believes that charges need to be brought.
All right. Let's try to grab this last call of the day, Logan.
All right. Michelle in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Michelle.
Thanks for taking my call. I realize these are really big discoveries, but I'm concerned that they already have a way of mitigating these discoveries with spouses and spousal testimony.
You're talking about the spousal privilege if someone's charged with a crime. The interesting thing is the way that the questions they're being asked are not about their spouses. So right now it appears that the questions that for instance, Shayla Murray would be asked were not about her husband working for Fusion GPS, but about what she knew about the dossier. And it's not asked in the sense of a criminal matter, but in a congressional investigation. So could she take the Fifth? I guess so, but that would then indicate that there was something more to probably research there by a special counsel. So, again, I don't think you have to worry. If a second special counsel is appointed, I don't think we have to worry about roadblocks. I think these individuals would be worried about serving time in prison and criminal violations and not being able to serve in the federal government anymore or in their top-level positions at these great universities. We will have a lot to talk about tomorrow. We may get into the gun control issue, what's been proposed by the White House. Be sure to be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org. Double the impact of your donation. That's at aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.